Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio here on a Wednesday morning, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in, Wildcard Wednesday, any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Seinfeld fans, stick around because we're going to be talking about, I got a list here of the 25 best Seinfeld episodes, so we're going to talk Seinfeld, and I love to talk Seinfeld, so we'll get into that a little bit later on as well. That music that you just heard is the overture and the theme from the classic 1933 original King Kong, which is a magnificent movie that you have the chance of seeing tomorrow night and tomorrow afternoon. Matthew Hoffman is the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, and he'll be hosting two screenings of King Kong in honor of the film's 85th anniversary. It'll be at 2 o'clock and 7:30 are the two screenings, and it's at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, a great place to see a movie, an old school movie palace, beautiful place, big screen, wonderful sound. And if you've never seen the original King Kong on the big screen, you don't know what you're missing. It's pretty great, and there's a lot of fun stuff happening in the evening screening. So every time Matthew has a screening, we love to talk to him about it, and let's bring him back. This is a special one, though. Matthew, welcome back to the show.
Hello again, Nick. I'm really honored to be on to talk about my favorite movie of all time.
It's fun to show, you know, I've not been able to show my favorite movie of all time yet because it's 3 hours and 10 minutes long.
Right.
So it's a little tough at my screenings to do that. But I've shown Risky Business, which is my second favorite movie of all time. And I just showed Lost in America last week, which is one of my all time favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you really have a connection and a love of the movie, it makes the screening even more cool.
Yeah, it does. Now, the other day you were talking about, this was around Oscar time, you were talking about the only best picture you haven't seen. I think you mentioned Cavalcade.
Yeah, that's the only one I haven't seen.
But who remembers Cavalcade? Admittedly, it might be a great film. It came out in 1933, but it's King Kong that we remember.
Yes, it's funny that that's the one that I didn't see. That's really funny that it's the year that King Kong did not win Best Picture. But first of all, 85 years, which is incredible, that it's the 85th anniversary of King Kong. I have to say that I screened it a few years ago at my film club series, and I know you were there, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked magnificent, and it sounded great, and it was so great to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to miss your screening of it.
Yeah.
It's a movie that's been a part of my life for most of my life.
So yeah.
Anytime it plays in the Chicago area, you know, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have seen it on the big screen pretty early on, and they gave it a theatrical release in the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad took me to see it, and I had seen it before on TV and stuff, but they put it in the theater, and I remember seeing it on the big screen, and it was very strange, though, Matthew. There used to be theaters, movie theaters, in the Marina City.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where I saw it. That's because Marina City's original concept in the 60s was you never have to leave this place. There's there's restaurants, there's laundromats, there's grocery stores, there's movie theaters, there was a bowling alley, all that stuff. You never had to leave Marina City, so they had theaters in there, and that's where I saw King Kong the first time on the big screen was at Marina City.
Wow, that's great. And to have that as your first experience, I mean, that's wonderful. Unfortunately, you know, I've seen it theatrically in recent years, your last 10, 15 years, but my first introduction of the film, it was on the late TV.
Mm-hmm.
When they used to show all the old RKO films. It might have been on one of the networks, or I remember in the early 80s they had this on TV, this like subscription TV service. I might have seen it there, but I mean, pretty much every theatrical screening in Chicago, you know, I'm there. And when I ran the LaSalle Bank Theater a number of years ago, I played all the films that were directed by Marion C. Cooper and Ernest B. Schoedsack, films like Chang and Grass and Most Dangerous Game, even Son of Kong, but I never showed my favorite, King Kong.
Yeah.
I had a private screening for some friends because I had a 16-millimeter print of King Kong, but I never had that chance to actually present it, you know, to the public. So now I finally have that chance, the 85th anniversary. So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. And part of why I love the film so much, growing up when I finally did see it, I remember going back and reading about it. There was this wonderful book about the making of King Kong called The Making of King Kong by George Turner, and it kind of introduced me to the personalities behind the film. And
yeah.
That's where I read about Marion C. Cooper and Shostak and these explorers who their films are kind of like filled with the spirit of adventure, and their films are kind of inspired by what they did in real life. You know, they brought their real life experiences to this fantasy picture. You know, and nowadays, you know, you have these fanboys sitting in front of the computer, and here, you know, 85 years ago, we had people who actually lived, you know, adventure, and you get that sense, that spirit of adventure, watching these films.
You know? Did Matthew, the first time you saw it, did it really strike you? Was it like a sort of a one of those life changing movie things?
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing. It was nothing like anything I had ever seen before. You know, it really just kind of blew me away. And just as a young boy, I mean, I was just struck by the special effects and stuff, but you know, it's just you know, I had this sort of a storybook aesthetic to it. You know, there was so much atmosphere to the film, and
yeah,
you know, it was so beautifully done. You know, it was groundbreaking for its special effects. You know, all the different state of the art effects. You know, from matte glass paintings,
yeah,
rear screen projection,
yeah.
You know, it just absolutely phenomenal.
And the amazing thing is it's 85 years old and it still holds up. And not only does it hold up, but it's as good, if not better, than adventure movies that are coming out today, nowadays.
Oh, I can't agree more with that. You know, it's just, despite all the time that's gone by, nothing really compares, you know, to that film. I mean, they've remade it and had reboots, but nothing has ever really duplicated, you know, the original.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm a fan of the Peter Jackson version. I am a big fan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, nothing. It really, you know, and I liked Skull Island. I had fun with that, and I'm looking forward to the Godzilla King Kong movie that's coming out next year.
Sure,
I'm all over that stuff. Giant creatures breaking stuff, I like. That's just in general, I like that. But there's just, you can't top the original 33 version. You just can't.
Yeah, no, because it's just this classic American fairy tale.
Yeah,
so beautifully told and like a timeless metaphor, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
No jungle is vicious as civilization. It's just so beautifully told.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, so there's a 2:00 matinee.
Yes.
And it's all take place at the beautiful Pickwick Theater, which is a beautiful place to see a movie, especially a film like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a 2:00 matinee, and that's a little bit cheaper. You know, those are for people who, like, maybe older folks who don't want to stay out late or sure, but want to see the movie. So you got it at 2:00. But the 7:30 screening, lots of special stuff happening at the 7:30 screening tomorrow night. Tell everybody what they're in store for if they come and see King Kong tomorrow night.
Well, we've got organist Jay Warren doing the prelude music at 7:00.
Mm-hmm.
We've got radio host Steve Darnall, who's host of Those Were the Days. He's going to be our special guest in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some King Kong memorabilia in the lobby. Actually, I'm going to have on display my own King Kong armature, the 18-inch metal skeleton that was, I think there was like a limited number of these things that were made, like about 500 or so.
Yeah.
I should have bought a few of those because I think, unopened, I think they're about $3,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's really cool because it's modeled right after the original design that Willis O'Brien and Marcel Delgado did for the original film. There were two 18-inch armatures that were designed. I think there was a 24-inch, and then there was another puppet. I know that the two 18-inch one is owned by film historian Bob Burns. The other, Peter Jackson,
uh-huh,
owns the other one. But I'm going to have a replica of that armature on display just so fans could get, you know, a better understanding of, you know, how the film was made. And I'll talk about that on stage. Also, the first 500 patrons who arrive for the evening screening, we're going to be passing out a souvenir program. And we kind of designed it in the style of the original program that people received for its original premiere at Brauman's Chinese Theater.
Wow.
So it's about an eight-page booklet, and I actually incorporated in the back a little message from my dad, because my dad turns 85, too, and he remembers seeing that film on its re-release in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted, and my dad's there at all my shows, so I want to kind of
appreciate
him too.
That's really special, man. So the first 500 patrons get the souvenir program, and there's going to be a cartoon before the feature as well. So it's going to be like old time fun.
Exactly.
Jay Warren doing the music, who's just great, and Steve Darnall, who the host of Those Were the Days. He's also going to have copies of the Nostalgia Digest for the spring issue, and also the winter issue where you wrote a piece about King Kong. That's going to be available as well.
Yeah, when I'm up on stage, it's going to be tough to talk about the entire history of this film because there's just so much to talk about. Fortunately, I had that opportunity to lay it all out there for the public in that wonderful article that we did for the Nostalgia Digest.
Yeah.
It's just to be able to talk about King Kong, write about it, it's been worth the wait.
Yeah, I know how you feel, man. I know exactly how you feel. 85th anniversary of the amazing King Kong. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. If you've never seen it on the big screen, I know a lot of people have never seen it on the big screen. You should go, especially to a great place like the Pickwick Theater. Two screenings tomorrow, 2 o'clock matinee, which is $6, and then the 7:30 evening performance, $8 in advance, $10 at the door, and that's cheap, with lots of really fun stuff. Get there early so that you can get a copy of the souvenir program if you're one of the first 500. Really quickly, how is the Ealing Comedy Series going at the Park Ridge Public Library?
It's going great. We opened up with a couple obscure films, but we had some good crowds. I showed Whiskey Galore and Run for Your Money, but kind of the masterpiece of the series is Kind Hearts and Coronets, which I'm going to be showing on March 22nd. Those familiar with the film, of course, Alec Guinness is a star. He has like 8 different roles in the film. It's a black comedy about a serial killer played by Dennis Price. Joan Greenwood and Valerie Hobson also star in the film. But we've got 4 shows left at the Park Ridge Public Library, and I'm hoping to get a nice turnout for Kind Hearts and Coronet.
Well, it's a great film. March 22nd, by the way, it's free.
Yes, no registration required.
What time do they start?
The film starts at 7 o'clock. I usually open the doors around 6:20 because I show documentaries and shorts, interviews, things related to the films that we'll be screening.
Okay, great. All right, and that's happening. The next one will be March 22nd. It's free. Pre-register, get there early, and the Ealing comedies will continue. But the big thing here is tomorrow night, 2 screenings of King Kong on the beautiful, magnificent big screen of the Pickwick Theater, the original 1933 version celebrating the 85th anniversary. Lots of fun stuff, extra activities happening at the evening performance, and there's a 2 o'clock matinee as well. You can check out parkridgeclassicfilmseries.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. Listen, Matthew, have a blast hosting your favorite movie of all time tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And let's just hope that people come out to see it. I could go on forever. I mean, just the great special stop motion effects by Willis O'Brien, the musical score by Max Steiner. It's got everything.
It does. It really does. And you see it on the big screen is a very special thing. So I hope you have a packed house. Everybody go out, see King Kong. Only $10 at the door, 8 in advance for the evening screening. Lots of special activities there too. Okay, Matthew, always a pleasure. The next time you have anything happening, let us know and we'll get you on.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
You too.
There you go. Matthew Hoffman, the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. He's showing his favorite movie ever for the 85th anniversary of the original, the great, the magnificent King Kong. Take the kids, everybody, bring the entire family if you've never seen the movie, and especially if you've never seen it on the big screen. Get there early. You'll get a souvenir program. Jay Warren's going to play music. Steve Darnell's going to be there. There's going to be props from the movie in the lobby. It's going to be a really great night. So see it tomorrow night, King Kong, on the big screen at the Pickwick Theater. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to talk Seinfeld coming up after this on 720 WGN.